Shubhodaya. We tell the prayer Yogena Chittasya Padena Vacham Malam Sharirasya Cha Vaidyakena Yopa Karotam Pravaram Muninam Patanjalim Pranjali Ranatosmi. Here in this mantra, we are acknowledging the contribution of Patanjali Rishi. Patanjali Rishi, he talked about yoga for calming the mind. And he gave Bhashya, through the Bhashya, Vyakarana, how to express, how to talk. And through he gave another science called as Ayurveda, through which how you look after your body. So Patanjali's contribution to the mind, talking and the body. Three dimensions his contribution. For that we bow down to him for his contribution for the mind. Healthy mind, able to talk well, express well and to look after through the Ayurveda. The Patanjali is regarded as an incarnation of Adishesha. He came down here on this planet to as a service to his Lord Bhagavan Sri Narayana to do a service. He came down, Patanjali name itself says, Anjali, his mother was praying. He fell down from the up into the palms of his mother, Patanjali. And in the Yogena Chittasya mind determines what we are. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandham mokshayoho. Through the Raja Yoga, through the Yoga Sutras, he is talking about how to look after the mind, how to enrich the mind. If mind is shattered, entire personality is shattered. How to look after the mind, how to enrich the mind through the Raja Yoga. He is giving various sutras, 195 sutras. He gives the various sutras to enrich the mind, how to keep the mind healthy and enriched. How is the mind? Mind is like a content, and it takes the shape of the container. Body is the that type of body you get according to the type of mind. If the mind is, I always think negative, maybe this human frame is not convenient for you, conducive for you to that type of mind. So you are given another type of platform, another type of body where your mind can be suitably applied. So to have this type of body, you need to have a right mind. It is talking about if you have this body, that means it is the mind is there. You have to look after your physical frame, not to squander the opportunity. The second one, it is Vyakarana, talking, able to express well, able to communicate. You have to, able to communicate, express well is required. What is required? Patanjali is talking about the type of food you eat accordingly, Jaisa An Aisa Man. Type of food you eat, so is the mind. Type of drink you drink, so is the type of your talking. Tell me what type of food you are eating, what type of drink you are drinking. I can tell you what type of mind it is, how is your communication. In Chandogya Upanishad, talks about the gross food what we eat get rejected by the body, comes out as stool. Mid part of the food what we eat goes into our flesh and muscles, body building. And the fine part of the food goes into your mind. The type of food what you eat, you think accordingly your mind. The type of drink what we eat, majority gross part is get rejected by the body, comes out as urine. The mid part of the blood, what we drink, it goes into our bloodstream. And the fine part of the drink we drink, it comes out, expresses as our talk. So when people consume alcohol, their talking becomes very slurry. And police check the alcohol content by taking the blood sample also. Blood sample, so the type of talking you do, it is dependent on the type of food and the drink you do. What you think, you express. If the thinking is good, you are talking also good. If your thinking is ordinary, your talking is also ordinary. The ordinary talking, so type of food is very important to have a quality talk, not an ordinary talk. You should talk well, so food plays a very dominant role. If you are only talking ordinary things, silly things, and so it is, you have to take care of the mind. The type of food you eat, your type of thinking, so is your talking. Patanjali talks about Ayurveda. In the Ayurveda, he talks about the Ayurveda. Ayu means lifespan, health. Veda, Veda means knowledge. Knowledge of the health. It is given in Ayurveda whether when you are the three doshas. Doshas are in balance. Doshas are three components called as vata, pitta and kapha. Vata means when three doshas are in balance, physically we are healthy, mentally we are healthy. Any imbalance in these three results in various ailments. Vata element, it is mainly a chest and up, this part, it is controlling the chest and up. It is a combination of air and ether element. It governs the vata. The vata element increases our nerve functioning, coordination in the body and the body movement. It helps in that one. Imbalance in vata results in anxiety. People having an anxiety problem, it is a vata problem. Vata, your air element is not working properly. Joint problem, arthritic condition, and it is resulting in your nerve problem, your uncontrolled movement of your limbs. It happens through that one. And then next one is talked about pitta. Pitta is mainly around the digestive system. It is a combination of the fire and water element. The pitta is fire and water element. Imbalance, the fire is important. When the pitta is good, your digestion is good, eyesight is good, and dosha in pitta, dosha problem is irritation. Small things I'm getting irritated, anger problem. I am getting irritated for trivial things in my life. It is something to do with your pitta. And getting angry, digestion problem, constipation problem, and bile problem, liver problem, it is resulting from the pitta dosha. Then kapha, the kapha dosha, it is made up of earth and water element. Water element, kapha dosha, the kapha dosha helps in lubricating the joints. Lubricating the joints, nourishing the muscles and tissues, food absorption in the body. The pitta dosha, kapha dosha results in congestion, runny nose, the obesity problem. Obesity problem and sluggishness, lethargyness is the kapha dosha. So, Ayurveda, it is talking about balance these three parts. the five gross elements, they have to be balanced. Balanced through the yoga asana, through the yoga asana technique, through the pranayama technique, through the meditation technique. Ayurveda is talking about your diet part. You have to be mindful of what you are eating. In the kitchen, it is talking about food has to become like a medicine. Ayurveda talks about eat like a medicine. You are very particular on what type of medicine you take. You don't take the medicine, all the medicines available in the medical shop. Or whatever shelf medical, your shelf medicine shelf you have, you don't take all medicine. You are very careful on what type of medicine you have to take according to your condition. So is your food also, you should be careful on what type of food you have to take. In my dining table, so much of food may be there. But it may not be suitable like a medicine. I am very choosy on what type of medicine I take. Eat the food like taking the medicine. What Ayurveda is talking about, if you are not choosy, very picky on what you are eating, then if you are not choosy, then medicines will become your food. Medicine, so much of medicine I have to eat like a food. You have to be mindful of what you are eating. Like all food are not suitable because our constitution is different. Vata, Pitta and Kapha, we are differently designed. According to your constitution, body constitution, take the food. The food which is right for your friend, it may not be suitable for you. The food which is suitable for your wife may not be suitable for you. So, eat the food what is conducive for your health. So, Patanjali Ayurveda is talking about have a control over your tongue. Have a control over your tongue. Otherwise, initially you eat the food and food will consume you after that. Anna means what nourishes the food. Anna means what consumes us also. Initially, I am consuming food, and later on, the food what I consumed consumes me. The Patanjali is talking about the mindful of the food what you take, the type of talking you are doing, type of mental health, Raja Yoga, and proper expression, and through Ayurveda, look after yourself. When these three are aligned, bodily you are enabled, mentally you are enabled, able to communicate well, these three are aligned, then our personality starts blossoming.